Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Sorry about the lateness. I believe this was at 1. Kind of rushing back in the house to get to the show. So I'm only going to talk for a few minutes. I think I'm just going to do this tomorrow around the same time and hope I can, you know, be able to do it, right? I should explain. Joy Clarion was at a workshop today, which kind of ran into the hour of the show, so I do apologize about that. But on a good note, this show is scheduled for Sunday at 8:30, and I think I'm going to do a spontaneous one tomorrow at 1 and try to follow up with the open tarot calls. And I do apologize for people who called in early, because sometimes that happens. But with the little bit of time that I have, even though the hour being late, I wanted to do a special astrology and tarot reading for everyone today. Okay, so today is the day of Venus. Today is Friday. It's usually supposed to be a good day, a day of love and attraction. So it's interesting that we have Venus here. With the tarot deck, I have a reflection of Venus for the Four of Wands. A lot of people generally are happy that today is Friday. I know I do feel that energy, that kind of love energy, that the weekend is approaching. And, I mean, people have plans. It's a nice day out. You know, it's nice weather. People are going to enjoy the sunshine, the rainbows, hopefully, right? You guys are going to take a stroll out to the park, celebrate being here on the planet, you know, feeling free, feeling love in your heart. That's the ideal. But today, along with Venus, we have Taurus. Taurus, as our sign, kind of goes into the earth realm and to producing resources. Basically, the card that symbolizes this Taurus in the tarot deck, we have the Ten of Coins today, which makes sense because the Ten of Coins, to describe this card, it is a chest full of jewels and tulips. And it symbolizes, like, the feminine energy, just the resources that we have within ourselves, the ability to probably converse with people, to be very diplomatic. And then I also have the Magician card with that, too. So the Magician and the Ten of Coins of, you know, being conversive with folks. I had that coupled with Taurus, so I have it more like, okay, people are really happy that it's Friday. Hopefully, if you guys are getting off of work, you're having a good monologue with yourself, like, okay, I'm going to do something good for the weekend. I'm talking good things with my boss, with my fellow coworkers, and I feel like this is the now. I feel like this is the majority of us. Hopefully, you are trying to figure out ways to be successful in this world. And Venus is a day of reflection. How did the day go? Hopefully your day went well. So I have that. And then I have, like, the last card in the house. In the house, I have the fourth house. The fourth house is usually denoting, like, the home. I want to say this is the maternal home. So this is all about the woman energy today. The feminine home, how is your lifestyle? And unfortunately for most people, I got the Seven of Cups. So even though we have a good day, the energy is good, people should generally get good resources and work, but I feel like generally people are dissatisfied in their home life. So there might be something with that. I would like to remind people, though, you know, if you just kind of go outside and just remember where you are. There are, like, wars going on right now in different parts of, you know, the world. And if you're fortunate enough to be here in North America, if, you know, you're listening to the show in the UK, I mean, you're compared to other places, this is not so bad, right? So even though we may not have the ideal home situation, I will say, We do have an abundance, I feel like, of resources. We have an abundance of just energy, and it could be a lot worse, right? So I just kind of want to remind people of just the many blessings that they do have today. And maybe you're looking at just ways that you can extend your happiness in all areas of your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're all looking for ways to extend our level of happiness. And I think a lot of times, I understand why people have an issue with the home, because really the home is the first line of defense. If you feel this great energy within your home, you know, outside of work, what have you, if you feel this successful in your home, ideally that success should travel everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, that's supposed to be how it works. Generally speaking, though, we kind of have the opposite thing going on in our culture, in the North American typical culture, where you might have a really beautiful outside life, maybe with work and school, but usually the home might be tumultuous. So it's kind of like backwards. What can we do with the Seven of Cups energy? Okay. It just reminds me, I got the Empress card. Just the energy is right today. Just enjoy who you are. Enjoy creation. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the land. And just appreciate where you are. You know, in the here and now, the moment is right. The astrological energy is right. Even though, you know, the show didn't kind of come off the way I wanted today, I'm still going to enjoy my day. I expect everyone else to try to find the beauty and love in their own lives. And join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to be better about not missing this appointment for you guys and just having an open parasocle for everyone. And like I said, I am sorry about the lateness. So Joymon is getting better, because Joymon, sometimes she would actually miss shows. And, you know, so this time around I'm trying to be a little bit more responsible and just call in and just let you guys know what's going on. And I still intend to do the show on Sunday, and definitely going to try to schedule it for 1 o'clock tomorrow just so I can make up for lost time. And just send you on a message today. I just wanted to let that be known for everyone that today is a good day for healing and love, and let's all enjoy it, you know. Let's all enjoy it. So hope you have a good day, everyone, and hopefully we can meet again. We can meet again tomorrow, Saturday at 1 o'clock, and maybe I can get one of my tarot students. I've been trying to get one of my tarot students with me for some time. We'll see what happens, but if not, Joymon is definitely planning to meet you at that 1 o'clock show for Open Tarot. Thank you, and have a blessed day.